Grayson celebrating his birthday this week. Mm-hmm. It's the big 7-0. I'm sorry, the big 7. Not the big 7-0.
Like, wait, what?
He's got a few years till the big 7-0. Yeah. I'm a little closer to the big 7-0 than he is.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe.
He turned 7 this week, so you're having a little party for him and inviting over a couple of his friends from school.
Yes.
And this was a thing because you say, well, I got to make sure that there isn't a rule in your class that you have to invite everybody. And I said, how many kids would you be talking about if you invite everybody? You said, well, it's like 27 kids. Like, why are you inviting that many kids? Is he friends with that many? You said, no, there are rules now at some schools. Yes. Luckily, his, I guess, not one of them, or we're just ignoring it. Okay. Where you have to invite the whole class so nobody feels left out.
Yes.
And I can't tell you how totally absurd that sounds because not everybody is friends with everybody. Maybe somebody don't like everybody.
Right.
Why would you insist that every kid, it's good for a kid to feel left out. That's how you learn that you're a little moron and you improve as you grow up. You mature as you grow up. If someone don't tell you you stink, you'll never take a bath. You know what I'm saying?
I don't necessarily disagree with you.
What do you mean necessarily?
There are some kids in his class that he does not get along with, and I would not want to invite them, and he wouldn't want them there, and I don't think they'd want to come.
Right.
But at the same time, I do feel like if they're handing out invitations to kids in the class, and one or two get left out and everyone else gets them, how does that make them feel?
I'll tell you what makes them feel. The message is, no one likes you. You have no friends. Once you go running home and cry to your mother, and hopefully you figure out how to be a cooler kid so you have friends later in life. These are life lessons. I know that sounds tough.
Yeah.
I know that sounds tough.
No, it does sound a little tough.
This is what builds character. Uh-huh. And by the way, I'm just exaggerating. I don't know that anybody gets the idea that, because again, if you're not friends, you're not friends.
Right.
No one wants to go to a birthday party that they're not friends with the kid, do they?
No, I don't think. I certainly wouldn't want to go to a party with someone I didn't like. Yeah. So I don't know why they would. But his class does technically have this rule.
Oh, it does.
Yes, but it is if you're only handing out invitations in the classroom. So if I was to give him paper invitations, he would have to invite everyone. So we've kind of gone around and I've gone to the
class. Could you mail the invitation?
You could, but it's difficult to get all their addresses and do that. So I've done an e-vite because I do have the parents' phone numbers.
Yeah,
and I've been
okay, so you're fine.
Yeah, I've been
But if word gets around the room that Grace is having a party, are other kids going to be all offended?
I don't know.
How this goes?
It's not my problem. I don't know.
I mean, it shouldn't be anybody's problem. And also, I said, imagine if you did invite 27 kids, how are you going to manage that many kids?
Right.
What's the liability? And you go, well, I imagine the parents would stay. And I said, well, gee, that's another thing I would have never considered because when I was a kid, my parents were glad to get rid of me for a few hours.
Yeah.
You know, but not today, apparently.
Usually the parents stay at the party, especially if they don't know the other parent or the house.
God, that makes it even worse because then you're talking to people you don't know.
I know, but
Maybe your kids like each other, but you're not friends.
I would never let the kids go to a house. It would be, I guess, one thing if it was Chuck E. Cheese or somewhere, but I would never let them go to someone's house that I didn't know and just stay there and just say bye. Hope for the best.
Put those other kids there. You're fine.
I don't know them, and I don't know their parents, and I don't know who's going to be there. So I understand wanting to stay.
They're better off at somebody's house than here at Chuck E. Cheese, let me tell you. I want to know how many kids have disappeared forever at the bottom of that ball pit.
Sure.
All right?
I'm sure.
Rochelle operating with an impairment this morning.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, we got what we believed is a torn meniscus.
Yes.
Oh,
which sounds much scarier than it actually is after much research, but
it's actually kind of fun to say meniscus.
Yeah, sort of. It's great.
So we sit down.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I just want to set the scene here for how this happened. And then, Joe, you're an expert on all these ailments and these sort of things.
I got a torn meniscus right now.
There you go.
Yeah, I got one of those right now. Well, that's what I mean is everything seems to have happened to you, and so you're very good at letting us know whether or not we should be concerned, not concerned. So
that's
we go to sit
I'm
down
such
on
a good physical specimen.
Oh, no question about it. You're like you're like a Roman statue come to life. Okay. We go
I'm
to sit.
Awesome.
Will you be quiet? Let me tell the story.
Sorry.
So we go to sit down on the couch after dinner last night. And Rochelle likes to curl up and sit on her legs. Now, I don't know why she does this, because oftentimes she makes her legs fall asleep and we get a whole other set of problems, but she does. So she goes to sit down, puts one leg on the couch, and I see this happen. Goes to put the right leg on the couch, and all of a sudden I hear a snap. And it was so loud and jarring that I said to myself, oh, my God, she just broke an ankle or something. And then she goes, and she makes this noise. And I said, what the hell was that?
Whoa. Can we hear that again, that noise? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And I said, what was that? You said, I don't know. I don't know. I just, my knee popped and
I don't even understand how or what happened, but I do. I like to, you know, I sit my legs crisscross, or I'll just sit on the, I don't know, I sit like a toddler on the couch every time. That's just how I sit down. And that's what happened. And I happened to put like all my body weight on my leg while I was also trying to move my leg.
So you twisted.
And I could feel it getting stuck. Like, that's what it felt like. My knee got a little bit stuck, and then it kept going, and then it popped. And it hurt so bad. Yep. I immediately stood up, but I couldn't because my knee was locked at this point. And it was just, I mean, it hurt, but not like excruciating, but just like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Hurt.
Now, and luckily, we don't have any swelling.
There was a little bit last night, but not too bad, but it's very stiff. It's very, I'm every time I'm walking, I feel like it's gonna lock again. And so it is a little sore, and I don't know if I'm just nervous or if I actually did something, but they have all these tests that you can see on YouTube that will tell if you have a torn meniscus, and I did a couple of them last night, and I think that's what it is.
They'll recon it. It appears to be the meniscus. Now, by the way, she refused to put a brace on. She refused ice. So, Joe, what's your medical opinion on all this?
Well, first of all, you should put ice on it. That's number one.
I told you.
But number two is that, you know what? If the pain, the only way to fix it is surgical. Is they go in and they scope it, and they go in and they just fix it, and it's not a big deal. It's outpatient. It's not like a surgery. You know, it's not like when they took my kidney out. It's not a surgery. It's just a thing that you don't even know about.
Yeah,
and you don't even feel it really. And it's fixed and it's over. And you know, but it's like a 6 week rehab.
Right.
But I've had. This happened during football season last year. My right one, I already had my left one repaired already surgically. My right one is the root ripped away from it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I thought somebody shot me when it happened. That's
oh, my God.
And I got up. It happened down the shore. I was on the boat. Nobody cares. But anyway, this thing. But I haven't done anything to it. I went to the doctor. He said, well, it doesn't bother you. Don't worry about it. And really, to be honest with you, it hasn't really. It does from time to time. If I push it too much, it does. The other day, I fertilized the property around here, right, all by myself. I had nothing else to do, so I figured I'd do that. And then for 2 days, it ached. No bad pain, but but you should really get it fixed. I mean, it's not that big a deal to get it fixed.
No, I mean, and the thing is, I don't know that that's exactly what happened. Obviously, I won't know that until I go and get an X-ray or they have somebody, you know, professionally look at it. Which
that's an MRI.
Right. If it continues to feel uncomfortable, I will, because I do like to work out and I don't want to further injure myself. So
here's the good news in this situation.
You're in the IR there, young lady.
Here's the good news in this situation. This happened to Rochelle and not me.
Yeah.
Because can you people imagine how much God. I'd be? What would be going on this morning?
He would have come in a wheelchair today.
That's right.
I mean,
the complaining would never end if it were me. So I know Rochelle is prepared to handle this. So thank God for everybody.
Thank
goodness. Wasn't me. Not that I'm wishing it on you, but thank God it wasn't me for your sake, because I wouldn't be able to keep my mouth shut up about it. And by the way, Rochelle usually makes at least a couple of trips down the hallway to the office, to the coffee machine. Nothing today. She's just been sitting there. So that leads me to believe that she's in more pain than she's letting on, Joe.
I'm okay.
Well, it does. I mean, it can hurt, but
it's just uncomfortable. It's not even hurting. Like, hurting isn't the word I would use. It feels off. Right. It feels off.
Exactly right. That's exactly what it is.
It's not painful. It's not like I'm sitting here in pain. I know that something happened. That's what it feels like.
Well, maybe just tweaked it.
You know? Yeah, I might have. I'm just trying to take it easy at least today and let it, whatever.
I know you're quite busy all morning preparing the traffic reports for the tri-state area. So perhaps you missed the phone calls that overwhelmingly, I'd say about 70-30 agreed with you on the pizza debate. You win that debate. Listen, and I'm big enough to say it. I'm shaking your hand. I'm saying you won the boxing match.
Yeah, no, I that's one of the things. There's very few things that I'm actually very, very adamant about. But pineapple on a pizza, stop it.
There's a lot of things you're adamant about, but that's
no,
all right.
That's one of them. Usually I don't care about anything, but No.
All right, I got to ask your advice on this, and this is goofy.
Oh, jeez.
This is goofy, but I got to ask your advice on it. So I have a very nice lady that I worked with at another place a while back, and she sent me a note, and she said, we had this idea. You know that Yacht Rock thing?
Yeah.
She's doing a show on her radio station out. It doesn't matter where it is, but they're going to play those Michael McDonald and those goofy Yacht Rock kind of songs. And she said, we're not going to hire a DJ to host it. I want a voice, like an announcer, to sound like the guy on the yacht giving a message. And she said, I was thinking of someone who could do like that Ted Knight kind of voice. Would you want to audition for me and try it out? I said, yeah, that'd be fun. Sure, throw me a couple of bucks. I'll do it for you. So I'm working on it, and I haven't quite gotten it right because I've tried two different times, and she hasn't said that I got the job yet. So I'm trying to try some voices here. Would you like to hear some of these and tell me what you think?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
And I mean, I'm half joking about this, but I thought you guys might be able to give me some direction here. So
yeah, sure. Let me get the actual.
All aboard and welcome to Yacht Rock Radio.
That's horrible.
I have my pocket square and ascot ready to go.
No.
It's Yacht Rock Radio. See, she said
Well, here's the other thing. You can't make fun of the people who are listening.
Well, she told me she wanted it to be campy. And that I hadn't yucked it up enough. So I'm not sure where to go with this. And I agree with you. I feel like...
How did you do it the first time?
Well, hang on. I'm going to see if I can find a little clip here. And you can hear a little bit of what I did before. And this is, she told me not goofball enough. Okay? And she's a very talented broadcaster, been around for a long time. So I do respect her opinion very much. Here you go.
Where the music always lives. The Light 96.3 Yacht Club. Good morning from Light 96.3.
That's the name of the radio station out there that she runs, right? Now, I thought that sounded very professional, and she said
you
got to sound more like a... But I feel like I sound like a toolbox, and I'm not sure what to do because I'm putting my name on this, right? I don't want to sound stupid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty...
Have some juice and eggs, and welcome aboard, fair sailors. This is Thaddeus the Third.
It's too much.
I just tell her, no, I don't want to do this, right? Because I don't know that I want to have this out there.
I mean, you don't have to put your name on it, right? You're not saying this is Robbie doing it.
I know, but inevitably somebody, because I know everybody, and I'm not just saying that, someone's going to say, hey, is that Robbie Bridges doing those things for you? She's like, oh, yeah, they sound great. And I'm going to be like, he sounds like a moron. And I don't know if I need that. So I think I got to say no, right, Joe?
I'm not going to say no, but I don't know what she wants. I don't think, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what more than what you just did could she want.
That was pretty campy.
Yeah.
I do like that she thought of this and immediately thought to call me. I haven't heard from this woman in like 3 years. And she goes,
oh, that's funny.
You know who I call is Robbie. He sounds like a pompous-ass rich guy. with his Hawaiian pizza. Let's get him to do it.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks.
The air supply eating Hawaiian pizza.
With a nice cabernet. Good morning. Welcome to the Yacht Club. Joe, you're a member of a yacht club. Don't give me a hard time.
Oh, I know. I'm a proud member of a yacht club. Right. I have no problem with it. Right.
So there's nothing pompous about it.
It's as far from, not the one I'm belong to. No, not at all.
How you doing? This is Vito's Yacht Club here in Lavalette. How you doing? Come on in. We got nothing but meatballs on a pizza.
It's not quite that. Oh, yeah. There's no pineapple on the Yacht Club pizza. There's no way. There's no way.
Time right now, though. For the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, every morning about 6:20, 8:35, we run down the gauntlet here from local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities who send us in fun events, things you're putting on, trying to raise some awareness for their cause, maybe some money, doing a little good around the neighborhood, and we share them here. So if you got one you want to be on, and we post everything on the website, by the way, that's Station Events, Community Events, 1071theboss.com, or you can contact us, and we get as many on the air as we can. You can also text us, Boss Text Connect, anytime, 732-774-4444, or direct message us on the Facebook machine, and you can do it that way. Boss Roadies, Van Dusen, we made a big announcement yesterday, back for another year, Cinco de Mayo live with the boss at Escondido on Freehold, starting at 3 o'clock. Doing his full show, and it's bigger and better this year, baby. Listen to this. Games, giveaways, drink and food specials, and a live mariachi band.
Ooh.
Plus the Van Dusen radio show live here on The Boss. It all starts 3 o'clock on Cinco de Mayo, Friday, May the 5th. It's on a Friday this year. The second annual Princeton Porch Fest is going on. Happens next Saturday, the 29th, from noon to 6. It's a walkable music festival. And Princeton's such a beautiful
It's so nice.
Little downtown. The neighborhood streets are so cool, so cute. Some of those houses, you know, they look like they come right out of a picture book.
Yes.
You know? And neighbors offering front porches to enjoy downtown Princeton. There'll be DIY concert venues. You know, people setting up little tents, playing guitar, that sort of thing. You stroll from porch to porch and enjoy the live local talent. And it's open to the public. ArtsCouncilOfPrinceton.org for the details and participating homes to visit. Spring Wedding Show, that starts tomorrow at 6:30. The Mathis House in Tom's River. Over a dozen wedding vendors showcasing their services. There'll be complimentary tastings. And that's the best kind of tasting right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're guessing a whole lot more. It's Planet. That's Planit. So not spelled like planet, but plan it.
Yes. PlanetExpo.com. I get it.
For tickets and info, Mathis House, Tom's River, and the Ladies Auxiliary and Eagleswood Volunteer Fire Company hosting a spaghetti dinner. Okay, that's tomorrow night, 5 to 7, Eagleswood Fire Company. They're Railroad Avenue in West Creek. T-shirts, bake sale items, also available for purchase. All proceeds go to supporting local community member Courtney Moritz and her family during a difficult time. So they're trying to raise some funds to help with some bills
and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Eagleswood Volunteer Fire Company, Station 52. Search them on Facebook. That's Eagleswood Volunteer Fire Company, Station 52 on Facebook for all the info. And there you go. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. On your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Well, by George, it's Tuesday again and time for
Food File. Excellent. It's Food File.
Little Tuesday tradition. No, we do Thirsty Thursday,
yes.
Tasty Tuesday, mm-hmm. And that's the idea for this came up. And we're just looking to fill 4 hours and get through this, okay? We got to get through our day just like you.
Yeah.
And this is the best we've come up with. And people seem to get a kick out of this because there's news every day. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of news that has to do with food, restaurants, right. Beverages, mm-hmm. Sometimes caffeinated, sometimes alcoholic. People love booze and
of
caffeine and sugary treats and restaurants. See why it all works out?
Perfect sense.
It's a food file.
Looking for warm bodies 4 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, exactly right.
Good times.
Stories trending about food. This food file. Bagel place in the city called H&H Bagels. You know H&H Bagels.
Yeah.
They've created something that should have existed before. I'm hard to believe that they've never done this before. It's a bagel that comes pre-stuffed with cream cheese.
Oh.
So this is not, hey, would you like us to put the cream cheese on it? Because
yeah.
I know there are places that do that
yeah.
where you say, I'd like a bagel, and then they'll cheese it for you.
They'll cheese it for you.
They will sell you the bagel in the package with the cream cheese.
Right.
Just kind of like a stuffed pizza or
a
jelly donut. Yeah.
Why haven't we thought of that
before? Now, hang on a second. Now that I'm thinking about this, because it's a stuffed crust, maybe this means it's injected in the bagel itself.
I think that's what they mean.
So they're not just saying in between the two halves of the bagel. They're saying injected into the bagel itself.
It's a stuffed bagel.
Holy crap. God bless the USA.
How have we not? We have jelly donuts.
Yep.
We have stuffed crust pizza. How have we not had this?
That's what I just said. Were you not listening?
I know, but I'm just saying, I cannot. I can't believe it took until now for this to be a thing.
We put man on the moon 55 years ago.
My only question is, can you toast it?
Sure, why not?
Well, because it's got the cream cheese in there. Is it going to get all melty and get all over your toaster?
That sounds fantastic. Well, it's not going to get all over your toaster unless you slice it open would be my guess. If you keep it just as it is.
You have to put the whole thing in there.
Maybe you do get a couple little bubbles that come out the middle. That'd be delicious.
Yeah, that sounds real good.
Are my eyes twinkling right now? You know that on Christmas morning when you're a little kid and you get a puppy, you get that surge of joy from your belly up into your face.
Yeah.
Man, that's how I feel about cream cheese stuffed bagels.
You also have been trying to eat better and you haven't had a lot of carbs.
Sure.
So I think you're missing your carbs and you're craving a bagel big time.
You know what you are? You're craving a bagel big time. You're a big time bagel craver is what you are. I've seen a bagel craver before and you're it. It's the food file. Well, this one hits close to home for me because I'm very passionate about pizza. And as a paisan, as someone who is almost 100% Italian, I feel very strongly that there is nothing wrong with Hawaiian pizza. It's not Italian. It's not traditional.
Right.
But my feeling is that pizza is delicious no matter who makes it or how you make it. And there's nothing wrong with putting ham on your pizza. Well
pineapples. It's not ham. It's pineapple that's...
Yeah, the pineapple and ham. Nothing wrong with putting pineapple and ham on your pizza, the Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
Well, how about this for controversy? There's a place that's started trending, a place called Roscoe's Pizza. They're out in Ohio, because sometimes it's Ohio, and they are known for their banana pizza.
Bananas?
They put grilled banana slices on top of the pizza. They say it's their biggest seller, but there are some people online think it's... I think it's terrible. They put peanut butter, cheese, banana, and bacon. They call it the Elvis.
Oh, so it's not a dessert pizza?
No, this is just a regular pizza.
What does it have on it? Banana, peanut butter,
cheese, and bacon.
And they call
it the Elvis because he supposedly loved peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
And I can get on board with that because that's sweet, and that's and maybe with the bacon because they say. But then the cheese.
Yeah.
And then is there sauce on it or is peanut butter the sauce?
Probably the sauce, like the Hawaiian. And here's what I have to say about it: this would not be for me only because I don't like banana. But there's no you can put anything you want on a pizza. Delicious. You put chocolate on a pizza, be just fine. I like pizza with everything.
Again, if it was a dessert pizza, I could see
why that. Why does it have to be a dessert? Do you like? Let me ask you a question. Do you like pizza?
Yes.
You like bananas?
Yes.
What's the problem? You see what I'm saying? I know for a fact you like peanut butter. You eat that with a spoon.
I do, but bananas get mushy, and then you got it with the sauce, and I don't know. This seems a little strange.
You know what else gets mushy? Broccoli. You like that on your pizza? You got no issue with that. What do you got against bananas?
Okay. All right,
is that a banana pizza in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Wow. Strong feelings about the banana pizza.
You're going to like this. Doritos-flavored beef jerky now exists. Frito-Lay is partnered with Jack's Links, you know, the beef jerky
people. Yeah, yeah.
So the idea is that these will taste kind of like a spicy, sweet chili Doritos.
Okay.
Not the nacho flavor, but they're, you know, they're beef jerky-flavored Doritos. They get that little bit of spice, that little bit of crunch to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds delicious, mm-hmm. you know, if yeah. you're a fat truck driver. No, sounds good.
I'd probably try those. Doritos are good. I'd probably do that. I could, yeah, and I like beef jerky.
Yeah.
I'd try it.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being a fat truck driver. I'm not judging you. I'm just labeling you. Not judging, just labeling. Just
a little
to be clear.
Bit, I think you're judging. Nope. A little bit, I feel like you
well,
are.
They
but
say
that's okay.
that beef jerky is a good road food.
Yeah, because
it's easy
lot of
to eat, gives you a lot of protein.
Yes.
Gives you a lot of salt, so you don't have to stop and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're being healthy while also eating Doritos.
Well, I don't know if you're being healthy. That's
Ish.
Why I'm saying you'd
healthier?
Be
healthier.
I don't think healthy at all. But I see you probably most likely to buy them because you're in the beef jerky aisle anyway. If you're a trucker, you see
yeah,
where I'm going with
yeah.
this.
Or you're just road tripping.
Or I'm just
way.
Trying to work my way out of this rude comment I
yep,
just made
yep.
and justify it. When in fact I should have just said nothing.
Probably.
Oh, here you go. White Castle says they're bringing back the 1921 slider. This is their little burger slider that's got ghost pepper cheese.
Oh,
cheese made
my
with the ghost
God.
Pepper.
Are you serious?
And that's what you need is that people come into White Castle
yeah.
and then throw on a ghost pepper.
No.
Because your bathroom cleanup
no.
is already so much fun.
That's no. That should not be allowed. That should be illegal.
It is topped with caramelized grilled onions, which is supposed
oh
to cut
God.
Some of the heat a little bit. Lettuce, tomato, pickles.
Talk about heartburn. Oh, my God. God.
Listen, heartburn be the least of your troubles, okay?
Should serve that with a side of Tums. Wow.
I'm going to guess that there's a, and there's nothing against White Castle, just like there's nothing against fat truck drivers. But I'm going to guess there's a sequence of poor choices that occur in the day when you end up having a ghost pepper slider at
yeah.
White Castle, okay?
Yeah.
And finally, Fanta Orange is releasing a new perfume. The company hosted Scenta Fanta in California last week to introduce the new perfume. Several celebrities attended. You can enter to win a free sample of Scenta Fanta.
Scenta Fanta?
Yep, on their website. They're a subsidiary of the Coca-Cola company, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And it's just what you think. The perfume smells like Fanta.
That's just what I want, is to walk around smelling like soda. Oh, you smell like orange soda. Yeah, great.
Let me ask you this. Who doesn't like orange soda?
I don't like orange soda. It's too, you know what it reminds me of? Anybody who's had one of those glucose tests, you have to drink this like orange crap. It's like flat orange soda. It's disgusting. I cannot even look at orange soda after having to do
that. Is that
it.
The
it's
same
so
stuff
gross.
You got to drink to do the colonoscopy?
No, this is like filled with sugar because they're doing like a blood test
oh, okay.
to test your sugar. But it is the grossest little bottle of orange crap. And now orange soda is out for life. So I definitely don't want to smell like it.
I'm going to go ahead and say we just ruined Fanta sales in the Garden State for many years to come. So you're welcome, Fanta.
Food fall. Excellent. It's a food fall.
Glucose tests, meniscus tears. We got it all this morning.
It's got everything to say today. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the health channel.
Gross.
This morning.
When I was a kid, I always remember I used to get orange soda with my pizza. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Every time we had pizza, I had to have orange soda.
I like the orange soda. The orange slice, they still make that? That's tasty. I mean, it's sweet. Yeah, you're right. It's a sugary soda, sweet. But I like it a lot.
I'm sure this is probably like Buller or something. I'm sure my mother and father didn't buy the, you know.
The brand name.
The slice. No, I'm sure it was, you know, like A&P soda.
A&P.
Oh, you know what was the other? Remember Crush? Orange Crush?
Yeah. They still make Orange
Crush.
Do they
make that
And they
too?
Have Grape
they
Crush. They have different flavors of the Crush. I used to like it. I really did. But until I had to chug that thing, and then I felt sick, and then I was like, no.
Joe, there's another one for the colonoscopy, right? There's a solution you got to drink, isn't there? Doesn't taste like orange, I guess.
No, but,
it's a different kind of thing.
And I tell you what, I couldn't more violently disagree with you about pizza.
I knew this was
pineapple,
coming.
Pineapple, ham, bacon, none of that belongs on a pizza. None of it.
But that's just your opinion. And
no,
I'm
no,
saying,
no,
and
no,
I
no,
think
no,
that
no,
I'm,
90% of, no, 90% of the pizza guys in New York. Where's that guy from the pizza thing? We got to get him on.
The pizza thing? What, the guy that you did the pizza judging contest?
Yeah. He'll be at the Krabs Club when we do the thing. But I'm telling you, the pizza that I had at that thing that I did, I keep saying that thing I did, at the pizza, what do they call it? I forget. You guys know. It was Pizza Bowl.
Pizza Bowl,
Pizza Bowl. Oh, my God. Some of it was outstanding, but none of it had pineapples or ham or any of that. It's just not Jersey. It's just not.
Normal. I don't care what it is. I'm just saying. There's nothing wrong with putting whatever you like on a pizza. What difference does it make? And again, I think I speak with some authority as
gross.
We Italians are the purveyors of pizza, and I'm just saying. Right. You're right. It's not traditional. It's not Italian. It's not nothing.
Gross.
If you like it, then that's fine. Why can't people eat what they want? Okay. What about the bananas? You got a problem with that too?
Oh, please stop it.
The bananas do something.
You said peanut butter or something? Oh, come on.
Yeah, but you got a little bacon to add a little salt to it. I think it'd be fine.
No, you don't know. It's got cheese. It's got sauce. You want to put pepperoni on it. You want to put meatballs on it. You want to put sausage on it. You want to put peppers and onions on it. That's all fine. But
this is totally subjective. This is just your opinion. You can have whatever you like on a pizza. It's just fine. You want to put an ice cream scoop on the pizza? Knock yourself out. It's America. You're a free person. Enjoy yourself while you can. You know, life's
too
short.
That'd be pretty stupid, though, wouldn't it? Because it would melt right away.
Well, depends if it's hot pizza. You leave it on the counter for an hour, you'll be fine.
Speaking of ice cream, the other day, you know what we did? We went to Coors the other day.
Oh, yeah?
For the first time this year. Oh, that was good.
That's just the place you should be going.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, I know.
That's rude.
Well, he got me upset about the pizza.
Yeah.
Got me upset
about places. There are places in this world that Robbie and I should both avoid, and Coors is one of them.
Sure, absolutely. Matter of fact, I should probably avoid leaving the house altogether. Nobody wants to see me out and about. I want to say congratulations again to Trish Brown. I love when the winner has an easy name for me to spell on a little piece of paper here.
Yeah.
She's from Jackson. She's working in Neptune, though, and she won $500 this morning from the free money machine, qualified for that $5,000. Two more chances to play for the cashola today, right here on Jersey's free money radio station, 1071 The Boss. I really don't want to open this can of worms again, but I just can't help myself. We've had several phone callers now all disagreeing with Joe Nolan.
Well, they're all wrong.
Whether or not Hawaiian pizza should be a thing. And I don't disagree. I don't disagree. There's something about the boardwalk pizza, which is it's nice with the meatballs, and I get that. But I'm just arguing that there's nothing wrong if somebody does want to order Hawaiian pizza. No shame. As a matter of fact, we just had a guy from Naples, from the other side, as they say. He says they put all kinds of things on pizza, even in Italy. Awesome. So if you like it, eat it. If you don't like Joe, also fine. But he won't let it go. Won't let it go. Nope.
No.
He says he's here to right my wrongs.
That's right. All you people have obviously not had. You're all wrong. All of you.
You people. Wrong.
I guess I get the boardwalk pizza because you got to. That's if you're walking on the boardwalk. Right. You got to be able to fold the piece of pizza. You can't have a bunch of crap on there. It's going to fall all over the place. I get that, but if you're just at a restaurant or you're ordering it at home, you know.
Well, what? Speaking of boardwalk pizza,
and
I happen to
guess.
What?
Let me guess. They all eat it with a knife and fork.
No.
You don't do that. Most of those,
you can't pick up a slice of pizza that has 8 pounds of crap on it.
You can pick it up and you just fold it.
No, you can't.
It's like a New York street pizza. You pick it up and then you make it like a sandwich. You fold it in half and then you eat it that way.
You got to let it cool
all
a
mushy.
Bit.
It gets all mushy and gross and it's just, it's.
I happen to know for a fact that one of the pizza places on the Point Beach Boardwalk does clams on the pizza. What's your opinion of that?
That's different. That's fine.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
That's fine. I got no problem with clams.
I just said to Joe a minute ago, I don't know how he and I have been friends for so long because he just makes me bananas. But, Liz, I got good news, and I'm doing this for you because you were excited about – it's not the banana pizza. Listen to this.
Oh, sorry.
You were excited about this last week. These are real Amazon reviews. For the first time ever, we're going to play Garden Tool or Sex Toy.
Oh, jeez.
I don't even know what this means.
No, remember we were talking about the Time 100 Most Influential People, and about halfway through I went, this is boring. I wish we were doing something smutty.
Yeah.
Well, I had this ready to go last week, and I thought we'd get to it today. These are absolutely real. I'm not making this up, because you can buy anything you want on Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are actual reviews for items that are either a sex toy, an adult toy, or...
It sounds like a Kermit idea.
Or a garden tool. No, I came up with this all myself. Oh, okay. So maybe he's just rub off on me. And in the context of this, I wish I hadn't just said that. But these are actual reviews, and you tell me which it is. It only worked for a few seconds after taking it straight out of the package. Thought maybe dead battery, replaced 4 times, still did not work. Garden tool or adult toy purchased on Amazon?
Adult toy.
Yeah.
Yep. That was an adult toy. Full disclosure, bought this for my wife, but I tested it out before I gave it to her. Audible noise when using. Adult toy, garden tool.
Garden tool.
I hope it's a garden tool.
Nope.
No.
That would be called the bullet, and I'll let you figure out what that's all about.
Oh. What did he test it out? Never mind. Never mind.
Stop.
Never mind.
Looks like an awesome little unit. Bought it for camping. Looking forward to using it with my son.
That's a garden. It's got to be a garden tool.
Yeah,
that's a small leaf blower.
Okay.
So. Those are terrible, by the way, those small leaf blowers. Also, they don't blow anything.
He's gonna blow leaves while he's camping? Like cleaning the forest?
What are you cleaning the woods? Easy to handle. Length is good. Size is very comfortable.
That's a sex toy.
Yeah.
Nope.
No!
That's an outdoor hand towel. I guess you don't get grease in your fingernails, okay. That kind of thing. Joe, you got time for a couple of more of these?
Yeah, I guess.
Works fast. Low speed is wonderful. Quite a few others were still too high, even on low. This one on low is just like it should be. Garden tool or
these
adult
all sound
toy?
Sound like adult toys to me.
Yeah. I can't even say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't say adult toy?
No, I got them blushing now.
I can't even. Go ahead.
Right, one or two more.
Yeah, well, how about one? Go ahead.
Not sure. All right, one it is. Not sure what this company did when they made these new ones, but the power stinks. I had two, but not this version. So far, it's been 64 minutes, and I'm still not done. Just trying to finish.
The garden tool.
Yeah, I say garden tool.
Yep, that was a weed whacker. That's okay. A review for a weed whacker from John Deere, the all-American
brand. I love reviews. They're just my favorite.
I got more of these if you want to hear
so
some more.
Good.
You want to hear some more?
Good. No,
oh, all right. Okay, fine. Garden tool or sex toy. There you are. First time, probably the last time.
Maybe with any luck.
We'll try Share a Bear next time around. We'll see.
All right. Well, I got to be prepared for that. You got to know you just can't drop it on
I'm
me.
I'm not
like
dropping it. I'm just saying maybe next Tuesday instead of this, we'll do that. All right.
All right.
You want to hear a couple more of these? I know you do.
Kind of. I love reading reviews. And so this is fun for me to guess what the review is for because they.
And listen, I know these are a little smutty and gross and a little make you blush a little bit, but they're real Amazon reviews. I am not making this up.
No, I've seen this stuff on Amazon and some of the reviews are. Amazing. They're just, I mean,
I'm just shocked that you could basically build yourself a sex dungeon off of Amazon.
You can buy anything like that on Amazon, all kinds of stuff.
I just kind of think Amazon's still for books and that kind of thing, but they got all kinds
they
of stuff on there.
All kinds of stuff.
It's a workhorse through and through. My only issue is the head is too big.
That's got to be a garden tool. Yeah.
Yep. That's a hoe. Everything I'm saying here just sounds terrible, doesn't it? You'll be in the middle of using it, decides to start to ebb and flow because the battery is low. You only get a few quick uses before it needs to be charged again. I do like the teal color.
That's an adult toy.
You know what? It's not even any fun. You're just too good at this game. You're just too good at this game.
I've honestly looked at the reviews for those things before. They're very funny.
But you're also very well versed in gardening tools, so I'm impressed all the way around.
Yeah.
Would give it 10 stars if I could. Uh-huh. All right, that's enough of that. Garden tool, not garden stool, or sex toy. All right.
You're blushing.
I'm just in my head. I'm trying to work ahead and figure out how we can segue now to mom confessions.
But yeah.
I feel like we've already had those, so.
Listen, these are mom confessions. That's what you go on Amazon for, okay?
Mom is busy! Shut up! Give me a Hawaiian pizza, damn it.
Hashtag mom. We check the socials, look for that hashtag, then we share them every morning. Just like this, 729, 27, and you might hear yours.
Megan Kelmis said, my one-year-old is crawling around the floor eating a pretzel,
yep.
Which shouldn't be a problem, except I don't remember the last time I bought pretzels.
Oh, boy.
Did you steal that? You want a Hawaiian pizza?
Alexander Cruz said, my 8-year-old just started playing rock, paper, scissors with himself. The good news is he won.
Remember last summer, my parents played rock, paper, scissors for the first time ever. We were having a family reunion get together.
Yes.
And somebody said, we'll play rock, paper, scissors. Neither one of them knew what it was.
No idea how to play.
You live under a rock. You've never played rock, paper, scissors shoot.
At Share in Blue 1 said, starting a petition to change the expression like a bowl in a china shop to like a kid in the glassware section of Home Goods.
That's when you get to the top floor of JCPenney.
Oh, don't touch anything.
You got trouble.
Touch it.
Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Thank you for those. I got to mention something. Our boss text connect, as you know, is 732-774-4444. You can send your birthday in right now. We'll put you on in a minute here, the world famous celebrity birthday file. It cracks me up though. There's a guy who texts every day, and I don't look at these things. You do, mm-hmm. but you sent this to me, and he heard me mention, I don't even remember the context. I vaguely remember saying,
you told Joe that you fertilized before work, and that's where this started.
So now you said he's been writing every day since
every
I
day,
said this.
Every day, he says, any fertilizing going on this morning? And then yesterday, over the weekend, how did the fertilizing program go this weekend? And I just ignore the comment because it's gross.
Sure.
And I don't,
is this a guy?
It's got to be a guy.
Got to be a
it's
guy.
It's got to be. And
it might be Joe.
He also knows that I hate when someone comes back and just says K.
If someone texts you just the letter K.
Hate it. So he, when I don't say anything, he then just says K.
Right.
And repeats it over and over and asks about fertilizing and K.
So he's just trolling you every day and you say you've stopped replying to him.
I'm not replying.
What you're telling me.
Unless you have a good answer or something you want to actually talk about, I'm not replying to your fertilizing questions.
Yeah.
And if you ever say K to me, we're done talking. That's right. It. We're done.
And just since you did ask, I'll go ahead and tell you I'm a little backed up.
Gross.
Connect
not
with
necessary.
Us anytime on the Text Connect or 1071theboss.com, wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find us right there. All the socials, too, at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. All right, here we are. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. We start at number five and count down today. Number five. Oh, boy. It's a Spirit Airlines story.
Uh-oh.
Here's a Spirit flight attendant. She's mocking the airline doing the, you know, those little announcements where they say, welcome to flight 445 headed to Las Vegas. You'll find exits here, 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 and here. Be sure to secure all your items safely.
All
right.
Yes.
Included in today's price, including in your ticket price, we have three lavatories available.
All right, I get it. She says the only things that are free are ice and three lavatories on the plane.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, three lavatories is pretty good. Usually it's just two.
Yeah, it's usually two.
Sometimes one.
Yeah.
So three lavatories.
Where's the third? Oh, maybe side by side on one. I'm trying to picture where they would.
Two in the back, one up front.
Okay. All right.
Doing a back one up
Got
front.
Got it.
And the ice is free.
And the ice is free. Great.
You know what? You made Spirit Airlines sound a little better to me.
Yeah.
Three
a
bathrooms,
bit you did.
One plane. That's not so bad.
Pretty good.
And people got to do something on there because they're not getting any snacks. That's for sure. Bonus story. People on Reddit have listed 23 everyday things that can be really dangerous and maybe even deadly if you're not careful. They include driving while tired.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I used to drive late at night after working late at night. I'd be banging my head against the seat trying to stay awake.
Yeah, that's not safe.
Noise-canceling headphones.
Oh, yeah.
You're riding a... People amaze me. They drive their car. They get earbuds in. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't think I could do that. It's like one of those things when you drive up to the ATM, you have to turn the sound down. I don't think I would be able to drive with a different sound in my ear like that.
If we get anybody that's a policeman that can text us, I'd be very curious to know. It's got to be illegal
I'm
to have
sure
headphones
is.
On while you're driving,
I'm
right?
sure, yeah.
It should be illegal for bicycles and motorcycles, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
what a dumbass you are. You can't hear someone coming. And kitten bites. People might think of a dog bite, like a Rottweiler taking a piece of your leg, but they don't even think about how hard a kitten could bite you. And I can tell you from experience this week, I have a ginormous black and blue because my little buddy, who I'm crazy about, really went a little too hard.
Yeah.
And he got me right in the vein.
He bit you pretty hard.
And it was a really sharp pain.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think that, you know, if he bit any harder, maybe he could, you know, they say you bleed out fast from your wrists, for the love of God. I could have been killed by a cat. That's not a way you ever think you're going to go.
I hear you and I understand what this person's saying, but I got to call you out right now because your ginormous bruise is about the size of my fingertip and you had like a dot of blood.
He got me right in the vein.
Okay.
That's all it takes. I could have been murdered by a tabby.
Okay. You had like a dot of blood. It's like an actual dot.
You imagine the press release about that? All Access is saddened to report that Robbie Bridges died after his cat bit him. I mean, how sad is that?
Serves him right.
Well, that's it. There'll be parties all across America when they find out I'm gone. Number four, there's a guy in Oregon wanted to, quote unquote, bless others. So he took out his entire savings, $200,000, and started throwing the dollar bills all over a highway. His name's Colin Davis McCarthy. Hmm. Here's someone who saw this happen.
This guy was driving up and down I-5, dropping out tons of cash.
Some friends called me and said that they got $2,000.
Can you imagine that? You pick up $2,000 off the blacktop? That's unbelievable.
This seems really dangerous. Why is he throwing it out on the road?
Sure.
People are going to get out on the highway and start grabbing the money? This is... He had his... camera going. He was trying to do a TikTok.
Yeah.
There was something going on here. I cannot believe someone did not get hit.
Here's the craziest part of this. Colin shares a bank account with his wife and adult child, and the two of them say they did not consent to him wiping out the savings account, and they're asking good Samaritans to bring the money back.
Stop.
Good luck with that.
Stop it.
Good luck with that, baby.
Right. Yeah, you're never going to see that money ever again.
You were out of 200 G's.
Ever.
Colin's got himself a honey-do list. It'll never end, isn't it? You don't come back from that. Number three, substitute teacher in Texas facing legal trouble after turning her middle school classroom into what's described as Fight Club. A student took video of the incident. Matter of fact, you watch his video. It looks like the kids are having fun with this, but they started beating the crap out of each other and taking bets who would win.
I was devastated. I was like, I couldn't watch the full video. I had to stop it multiple times because I didn't think it was real.
That's another kid that goes to the school that was not in that class, but she's speaking to local news saying she's just horrified by it.
You know, the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club, so.
Yeah. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't you meddling kids.
She broke the rules.
Now welcome to the Hunger Games. It's Dimitri versus Connor, and go. I gotta remember Joe named his son Connor, and he's a grown man.
Yep.
I just think of that as being one of those new agey granola kind of names, you know? Number two, streaming trouble for Netflix. You hear about this?
No.
There are fans watching. Netflix keeps doing these live shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like they did the live comedy special. Well, now they did a live reality reveal, the Love is Blind show. And apparently they were getting a wheel of death loading.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. And the thing is going on, and I guess Netflix was unable to get it going, so they kept trying. But about 90 minutes after it's supposed to move, they gave up trying to fix it. You know, you open up the Netflix app, and you get the... and it just doesn't happen.
No!
I know. But listen, if you're that upset that you didn't see Love is Blind, I mean, I'm sure they're going to put it on demand. That's what Netflix does.
I'm very upset.
Remember when you had to watch every television show live?
Yeah.
And then if you had like a thunderstorm or something, forget it.
Yep.
Bonus story for you. According to a new survey of Generation Z, these are people under the age of 25, they hate text messages, they hate phone calls, they like voice memos.
Oh, Lola does this to me.
Is this her new thing
too?
She
sends me voice memos all the time. And Grayson will do it too. I'm like, can't you just text it to me or call me? I don't understand.
So what they do is they record a little clip of audio like, hey mom, just wanted to say good morning. And then they send you that as a text message. They're more popular than ever. I'm going to go ahead and tell you something, kids. That's called a voicemail.
That's called a voicemail.
That's what it is. We were doing this in the 80s. Nothing new here. Nothing new to see. Are you trying to bring one of them up?
I was trying to see if I could find. Here's the thing with the voice memos though. It's kind of like Snapchat where if you don't save it, they go away. So you don't get to listen to him forever.
I'll tell you what's really bizarre is I got a guy that I know who's a radio guy. He sends them to me on Facebook.
He sends you voice memos on
Facebook?
Yeah,
here's one from last fall.
Robbie, happy, happy, happy birthday. I'm not sure if it's belated birthday or happy birthday.
I mean, just send me a little note and say happy birthday. It takes 2 seconds.
Happy birthday.
You get the autocorrect. It takes 2 seconds to type happy birthday. There's no need for, I mean, I appreciate the message.
Right.
But. And number one today, tax day. It was delayed a couple of days with the weekend and the federal holiday yesterday. 52% of Americans say cheating on your taxes is, quote, always immoral. 27% say sometimes it is. 10% of people say lying on your taxes is never immoral. Couldn't agree more. Gotta tell you. Now, listen,
it's
there's going to be a couple angry people, but the first thing you thought of when I said it's never immoral was him and his red hair.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? But you still love me. And listen, I'm right there with him. I'll screw the IRS any which way I can.
If you could save some money, I don't know.
We didn't make out nearly as badly as I thought we could this year, and I'll drag this out as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, world famous celebrity birthday file, Ugly Betty, America Ferrera. She's 39. Baseball player Miguel Cabrera, he hits the big 4-0. Courtney Kardashian, she's the one that just got married,
yes,
right?
Yes, yep.
She's 44. Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, is now 47. Conan O'Brien, Eric McCormick, Will from Will and Grace are both 60 today. The comedian Jeff Dunham, Jane Leaves, Daphne from Frasier, 62. John James, you remember him from Dynasty?
Oh, yeah.
He's 67 today. James Woods, Haley Mills, she's 77. And Rick Moranis celebrating his birthday today. I used to get that a lot when I was a kid that I looked like a little mini Rick Moranis.
Yeah, with the red framed glasses, absolutely.
People say, honey, I shrunk the kids.
It's either that or Sally Jesse Raphael.
I don't need that, all right? I really don't need this from you today. In addition to Tax Day today, National Animal Crackers Day, it's Lineman Appreciation Day,
okay.
National Exercise Day, and International Jugglers Day. I'll tell you what, I got balls and I got them in the air. It's Jugglers Day. Happy Jugglers Day.
Awesome.
Maybe we should stick with animal crackers and stop debating the pizza, but I did get another message on that. I'm surprised how many people wanted to weigh in on this. This is an hour now we're talking about this. whether pineapple pizza is okay. This person says, enjoy the pineapple pizza discussion. The pizza controversy is simply a matter of sweet versus savory. That's why pineapple on pizza is repulsive to many people. At the end of the day, dessert pizza is just dough or crust. That's a first-time texter, by the way. So thank you for listening. Yeah, you know who you are. Thank you for listening, and thank you for you know, kind of settling this thing. I thought there's a very fair and balanced way to approach this.
Yeah, it was.
Sweet versus
sweet. To be honest with you, I never heard the term dessert pizza ever in my life until today.
No, come on. Honestly, really?
Never, never, nope, never.
Again, I think of that as being it's kind of a traditional thing because the Italians do that. They may, it appears to be a pizza, but it's also kind of a pastry. And so I believe that's where
Zeppelin's and all that stuff.
That's not a pizza.
Sure it is.
No, it's pizza. Not. A Zeppelin's a pizza? What are you talking about?
It's pizza dough, and they put thing on it. Same thing.
That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. They're two completely different foods. This is like you saying that, let me ask you, is clam chowder soup? Clam chowder is not soup. It's chowder.
It's chowder.
Thank you.
It's
soup. Look
at
that.
What's wrong with you?
Well, it's not me. This is Rochelle. I've been arguing about this because they don't have, where she grew up out in the Midwest, they don't have chowder. You get it in a can if you get it at all.
Soup. It's down the soup aisle.
If where she's from, if it's not beef, it doesn't exist.
I don't know what they eat out there. Hot dogs.
Dessert pizza.
Yeah.
No, there's no such thing as dessert pizza.
Here where I thought
no such thing.
We'd settle this with the sweet and savory, the debate rages on.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I am not kidding you. This is not just what do you call it? Feed the fire. I, honest to goodness, until today, had never, ever, ever heard the term dessert pizza. Never.
That's strange, Joe.
That doesn't mean anything. Hey,
it's okay. Know? It's all right. But I mean, Google it and you'll find a lot of, you know. You'll find a lot of dessert pizzas.
You know what you're getting? You're getting a little culture. You're getting a little...
I'm sure I'm going to be outraged by this. Let's see. Dessert pizza.
It's an outrage.
What do they got on these things? Oh, my. I'm not even going to watch this. It's terrible.
Looks good, right?
Strawberries.
And blueberry.
That's not...
It's a dessert pizza. It's a pizza you have for dessert. That's why it looks like a pastry, Joe. What's wrong with that?
It's not pizza. Pizza is sauce. It is cheese. It is pepperoni. It is sausage. It is meatball. And peppers and onions on Friday and Lent. That's what it is.
Had a guy from Naples call up. Still hasn't convinced him.
Well, he's wrong.
Well, your car's going to explode when next time you walk outside.
Stop it. So I would,
now that, see, now that, there you went over the line. That was wrong.
But I'm one of them, so I can say that.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I have bison privileges.
I don't know if that's true or not, actually. Think about it.
I have privileges. Let me ask you about this. Can we change the subject now?
Sure.
What's going to happen with the Devils tonight? You got a prediction?
Because
I know this is on your mind. Are you working tonight, by the way?
No, I don't work there. No.
Don't you do the... maybe that's right. You used to work there. You talked to them or something. That's right.
No, I auditioned for it.
That's right.
To some other clown. So I
forgot. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put it there. I'm sorry.
But... yeah, he's beat. Never mind. I'll beat the guy up. But anyway, it was.
I'll tell the guy from Naples to go check him out. Excuse me. Understand you offended our friend Joe.
What was I going to say? You know what? I don't know. I think they're very young. The only thing that worries me about this team is that they are very young. They're the youngest team in the league. They've got a 22-year-old captain. Their star is 21 years old. And, you know, these kids, they get into the playoffs and they get big eyes and they just, you know, they get all tight. And that's what I'm afraid of. I think there's a chance the Rangers could absolutely destroy them today. But then they'll come back tomorrow. And then when I think it's going to go all the way seven games, but I just don't know. I don't know. They could come out and sweep the Rangers for all I know. But I mean, do you know also something else? And we're totally off track here, but, the one spot, the one New Jersey Transit train station that delivers more people to Newark game night of the Devils game is Mattawan.
Huh.
More people get on a train to Mattawan to go to Newark, to Penn Station, than anywhere else.
Well, isn't that
something?
It's something only a traffic reporter would give a damn
isn't
about.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, good news.
Back to what we were talking about, I would say that I hope the series does go seven because that's an exciting series. And then do you believe in miracles when they finally win, you know, the seventh game, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to be a miracle. But, I mean, they're very good. They're two very good teams. Both of these teams are very, very good. But it doesn't matter because the Bruins are like this juggernaut. Yeah. But we'll see.
Thank you for the traffic trivia. That was interesting.
Yeah, that is. No, I learned that from the old owner of the Devils. He told me that
one. And you learned about dessert pizza. What a day for Joe Nolan. Amazing.
There's no such thing as a
We're getting a lot of text messages, by the way.
Yeah, because he's wrong. That's why.
Yeah,
I'm not wrong.
I've got one place used to go. You had a dessert apple pizza. Then Andy sent me this. Andy agrees with you. He said, sorry, I'm Team Nolan on the pizza. Chris sent me this recipe from his Pampered Chef.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this pizza looks. It's a dessert pizza, and it's got cream cheese. It's got, it's sauce. It's got raspberry, strawberry, blueberry. Oh, my God. It looks so good.
Now, that is probably great, but it's not pizza.
Well, it's called a dessert pizza.
Well, that is
it's
not,
published
though.
Like that. It's published as a dessert pizza.
And who's that from? Contessa? What is that? What one is that from?
Pampered Chef.
You know what? Hang on. I don't want to do the traffic report. We're going to do this instead. I'm making an executive decision here. We had something prepared.
He said. She said.
All hell's breaking
loose. Wait a minute. Did you make the
Rochelle? Of course I did.
Rochelle made the graphic already, but I feel like we got to open the. We got to open the
all
phone
right.
lines here.
I'll
do you
figure
wanna,
it
you
out.
Want to leave it up?
Nope, it's fine.
All right.
I'll make another one.
All
just
hell
won't
is breaking
be on
loose
Facebook
here.
For a minute.
No, all right. I won't do that to you.
It's no. It's I just deleted it. So do it now.
Can you imagine if we prepared? This would be.
Oh, it'd be a great show.
This would be a well-oiled operation. You'd be really getting high-quality entertainment, but
yeah.
Unfortunately,
people
not.
People seem to love this pizza thing.
So before you get to your traffic business here and your traffic trivia, whatever it is we have you here to do, I want to. Are you on Team Joe? Are you on Team Robbie? And if and tell me why. That's your he said, she said. We had something prepared, but we're doing it. I can't let this go.
See.
732-774-4444 or the Facebook,
and, right? And the polls must be in your favor at this point because you would have never done that if you didn't think you were going to win.
I have no idea. I don't look at the text messages. I don't even know how to use the tech. So I have no idea. So I truly want to know. All the phone lines have lit up here. All right? Like,
good.
Like we're giving away cash. All right?
Good. So good. We are giving away cash. Put a grand in your hand.
I know that, but we're not doing it for this. Don't tell people that. I already gave out the money I had to give away this morning.
Oh, okay, good.
Man, this is like a train derailment in real time, isn't it? God forbid.
Trains.
This is like an Amtrak on its side.
5 grand in your hand.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Well, you are caller number 10. You made it. How about that? You're like one of those Kenyans in the Boston Marathon. You're right at the finish line. Look at that.
All right.
See, it was topical, you know, because there was a Boston Marathon yesterday.
Got it,
she won the race. That's
great.
Where I was trying to go with that. What's your name?
Trish.
How are you today? Everything good?
Oh, so far so good.
Are those your kids behind you? I hear you got a little peanut gallery.
No, that's you. The radio's playing.
Oh, I see. That's me. I'm your peanut gallery.
I don't do it on the computer. I listen to the real thing.
All right. Where are you from?
I live in Jackson, but I'm right here in Neptune.
Okay, good.
Oh, perfect.
At work already.
Look at you. You're on it, Trish. Let's fire up the free money machine. Did I mention, by the way, you already qualified for $5,000?
That would be wonderful.
That's the grand prize. You're qualified. Let's see how much we got out of the free money machine for you this morning. Just for getting through being called 10. And 100, 200, 300, 400. There it is. 500, the maximum cash jackpot. $500 cash, Trish.
Thank you, Robbie and Rochelle.
You are welcome.
You're
glad
welcome.
Glad to be your peanut gallery. And tell them who is Jersey's free money station.
107.1 The Boss.
A professional. Trish, enjoy that $500. Two more chances to qualify for the $5,000 and win free money. Anywhere from 100 to 500 today out of our free money machine here on The Boss. So I got a phone caller. There we go. A little background music. I was arguing with Nolan about whether or not pineapple on your pizza, Hawaiian pizza, should be a thing.
I'm Italian also, and in Italy we put prosciutto and sobrasada and other things on a pizza, so why can't we put American ham?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think people, the issue they have is with the pineapple, with the fruit, and I say, who cares? If you like it, eat it. Enjoy yourself. Life's too short.
But we also put strawberries and Nutella and kiwis on a pizza in Italy.
Yeah, well, there you go. Where in Italy are you from?
Benevento, it's about 20 minutes outside of Naples.
There you go. See, there's an expert right here, so Joe can stuff it. What does he know?
And now, listen, he just don't want ham on a pizza or prosciutto on a pizza, so I said, what the hell's the difference?
That's exactly right. Man, I just so enjoy when Joe has proved wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. Let's say congrats again to Trish from Jackson. She won $500 this morning out of the free money machine, qualified for 5 $5,000 from Jersey's Free Money Station. 107.1 The Boss. Two more chances to play and win, so keep it locked loud and proud all day to 107.1 or 99.7 or The Boss app to win today. Also, big congrats again to Brent and Brick. Get some tickets out of The Boss ticket window to Greta Van Fleet at the fabulous world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Tickets on sale for that show Friday, and it happens in September. Meanwhile, I'm calling it, he said.
He said?
He said, I guess.
He said, Because Michelle, have no say. I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Well, of course
this.
You do have a say. You just choose not to say anything. You can say whatever you want. But
I think it's all tasty. I don't care what you want to call it.
Yeah.
I think dessert, if you want to call it dessert pizza or just dessert, tasty. If you like pineapple, I do happen to like pineapple on my pizza. I think it's good.
Oh, my gosh. You and I actually agree on this.
I know.
We're on the same team here.
I like it. I know some people think it's weird and they don't like it, and that's okay. But you know what? I don't like anchovy on my pizza, and you might like that, and that's okay.
Right.
You eat your pizza.
Mm-hmm. Different strokes for different folks.
It's still, I would still consider it pizza, though.
But not according to that pighead Joe Nolan, who thinks his opinion is supreme. We started talking about pizza. It started that he's anti Hawaiian pizza. Mm-hmm. Then we found out we're talking about this banana pizza that they're starting to do.
That I'm a little opposed to.
He's anti-banana pizza. Then we talked about dessert pizza. Not only does he disagree, he thinks it sounds gross. He didn't even know it was a thing. So I say, you on Team Robbie, you on Team Joe on this? I want to just mention again, we had a guy who now lives here, but is from the old country, grew up in Italy, grew up in Naples, and he said they put all kinds of things on pizza, including strawberries. So there's nothing weird about this. It's not some Americanized, you know, Olive Garden situation where it's not traditional. Yeah. Who do you agree with here about the pizza?
Sorry, I'm Team Joe on the pizza thing.
Really?
That even a question?
Wow. And then why is that?
Because you have to keep your buffalo chicken and your fruit off pizza. It's cheese and it's sauce.
Now, I haven't asked him, but I'll bet you he'd be in favor of buffalo chicken on the pizza. I think his issue is anything dessert-ish.
Definitely nothing dessert-ish. It's not pizza.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. Thank you for calling. Hi, it's the Boss.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing, bud?
There he is. What's up, Superfan Ray? What do you think?
All right, real quick. First of all, Joe, no one needs to get out more often because there is such a thing as dessert pizza. Yeah. Now, getting back to the question at hand, bro, you're killing me with this.
Yeah.
From one Italian to another Italian, no pineapple or ham on the pizza. Let me ask you a question. You think Frank would eat pineapple on pizza?
No, probably not, but I'm being a little more open-minded. I'm like,
there you go.
I'm like one of the daughters, you know what I mean? I'm bringing them new ideas.
I hear you. It's all good. I'm just breaking your chops. But no, I'm strictly like, I like my tomato pie just for a pizza, just like the way it is.
That's fair. All right. Thank you. Oh, my God. He brought up Frank. I feel so good. All right. It's the Boss.
Good morning, Robbie.
Thanks for holding. What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what. Joe, you're 100% right.
This is not going my way
this.
Here. It's not going my way.
No, it's not, Robbie. It's not pizza when you smack pineapples or applesauce or like one big chain tried to do one time. They call it a dessert pizza. They put apples and spices on it, and that chain is slowly going out of business. But, Joe, you're 100%. I agree with you. And if you're not, and if Italian people don't stand behind you, they're wrong, too.
Well, you heard I did have a guy on from the old country, and he agreed with me. Did you hear that guy?
Yeah, I heard him. He's wrong.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate your input.
Got you.
Hi, it's the Boss. Good morning.
Hey, Bill from Elbridge. How you doing, pal?
There he is.
There, no way would I have a pizza pie with bananas or pineapples or anything else on it. I come from New York. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting, huh? I'm worried that Bill doesn't like me, and I'm afraid of him, so I apologize, Bill. He scares me a little bit. Dessert pizza, pineapple pizza, anything other than a traditional piece of pie. Is it okay? Joe says, no way, Jose. I say, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Eat what you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a he said, Rochelle playing Switzerland today. She is neutral. 732-774-4444. You team Nolan, you team Robbie. 774-4444. And listen, I can take it. If you disagree with me, that's fine. It's okay. We'll get a couple more of these next. Man, what a mess this morning. It's just been quite a...
It's stressful.
Quite a kerfluffle, but...
It's he said, she said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
And Rochelle not saying anything, so this has turned into really just a Team Robbie versus Team Joe. Hey, he said, mm-hmm. arguing about pizza because it started off where, and we're going to probably hit this story again when we do the food file this morning.
Yeah.
We mentioned at the first edition of the food file about this banana pizza that's at this little place in Ohio, and some people love it, some people hate it because it's a picture of it's gone crazy on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's where the whole thing started. And I said, well, I like Hawaiian pizza. And Joe just went ballistic. And then he also argued that there's no such thing as dessert pizza. Of course, all of this totally erroneous, in my opinion. But are you Team Joe, Team Robbie? A lot of Facebook messages, text messages here this morning, 774-4444.
Tara said, Team Nolan, never heard the term dessert pizza before this AM.
Hmm.
Text from 7396 said, I agree with Robbie. A while ago, I tried pineapple pizza. Delish. Yeah. Also, please don't say Zapala. Say Zapoli.
Well, that's fine, but it just depends, you know, where you're from. I think there's these little dialect changes here, but.
And Shirley said, I guess I should not tell you that the local diner has breakfast pizza on the menu.
Yeah, sure they do. They put eggs, scrambled eggs on it. It's delicious. I've had that. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, is it traditional, as I said earlier? No, of course it is. It doesn't mean it's not tasty. And if it's tasty, why not? Here's something my grandparents talk about the old country used to say. It's all going to the same place right here in your gut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got more over there? You want me to grab some
calls? I just figured I would look it up. If you Google the definition of a pizza, it's a dish of Italian origin consisting of a flat, round base of dough baked with a topping of tomato sauce and cheese, typically with added meat or vegetables.
Typically.
So that's...
And again, I'm saying it doesn't mean it's the traditional thing.
I'm just saying that's the... That's
but it does
the
happen. There's
definition of what a pizza is, that it's dough with sauce on it.
He makes it like it's some affront to what it is to be a person, because I'm saying it's all right to put an unusual topping on a pizza if that's what you enjoy. That's all. That's how this whole thing started. Hi, it's Boss.
My son used to make s'mores pizza.
Mmm.
Oh, that's
chocolate. Chocolate Nutella with the marshmallow on top with graham crackers crushed up on it.
Oh.
That sounds amazing.
And that's dessert pizza right there.
So does that put you on my team?
I guess so. I've seen it happen. I guess dessert pizza does exist.
It's a thing.
All right.
All right.
It's a thing.
We got one for, what am I, 1 in 5?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, it's a boss.
Hey, Robbie.
Yo.
What's happening? Chris from Marlboro.
Hey, Chris. What do you think?
Hey, I'm over at work in Millstone. I'm looking at Route 33. It's getting all jammed up. Probably kind of Route 9 stuff being all slammed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's been mentioned in the morning. I thought you were calling about the pizza debate here.
Nah, the pizza debate? I'll go with you. I don't mind pineapple on my pie.
There you go.
Thank you, Chris. All right, I'll make sure Nolan's got that info. Thank you.
All right.
So, you know what we've done here? We've just aggravated each other, and we've accomplished nothing because there's just an even split here like everything else in this country. You got one side versus the other.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he did send me. He wants me to get this guy in the loop here. Maybe we'll give him a buzz. Remember, he did that pizza judging contest up, I think it was in Westfield.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guy's name is Guy Matson. He puts on an event every year called the Pizza Ball, and he gets local media people, and Nolan is one of them, to judge the pizza. He should get him on, see what he thinks about the Hawaiian. So maybe we'll do that in a few. Or we'll save it for tomorrow if he doesn't answer. But thank you for your text. We'll keep that going. If you want to still text, we check them all the time, 774-4444. You can also do it on Facebook. Dom, who works in our office, he agrees with Joe that Hawaiian pizza is not traditional.
Yeah.
And maybe shouldn't even be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's only his opinion. He acknowledges others, like myself, can enjoy it if we like. So
That's the right way to answer it.
That's the
very diplomatic.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
That's the patriotic way to answer it. In a democracy of free and open ideas, Dom in the office right as usual. And he's got a super cool Elvis Presley jacket that I'd like to steal.
Oh.
Really cool.
I'll have to go see that.
A little bomber jacket with the Elvis logo.
Very cool.
He's been to Graceland like 5 times.
Really?
Kind of interesting, yeah.